The Ant and the Elephant. A parable and five-step action plan to transform workplace performance. Leadership for the Self. Author, Vince Pacente. Leadership for the Self. Before anyone can reach their full potential as a leader, they must first be a leader to themselves. Imagine a tiny ant on the back of a massive African elephant. No matter how diligently that ant marches east, if the elephant it sets upon travels in the opposite direction, the ant will end up even farther west than its starting point. Similarly, we will find ourselves receding from our goals if our conscious and subconscious minds are not aligned. Thus, it is worthy to investigate how our emotions get in the way of our ability to act and communicate effectively. Leaving the familiar behind. An ant found the strength, power, and determination it needed to move a gigantic elephant. Through months upon months of self-searching, an ant named Adir learned how to harness the power of his elephant-sized subconscious teammate, Elgo. Adir discovered what it means to be a leader to himself and how this crucial self-knowledge would allow him to become a leader to others. Late one night, as Adir was sleeping peacefully, an enormous bolt of lightning illuminated the sky. The next thing to happen was an amazing gust of wind that swept him upward to the sky. The storm had taken him from the creature comforts of his colony and given him the chance to see his life anew. If it hadn't been for that terrifying storm, Adir would have never discovered the oasis. Defining a new goal. Though it was a real struggle, Adir was still able to find food in his unforgiving surroundings. This taught him that life should be a fulfilling journey, not just a struggle to survive. One afternoon, a large crow swooped down beside Adir. He was the first creature to speak to Adir about the oasis. He described it as a land of sunshine and lush green fields. From then onwards, reaching the oasis became Adir's mission and most passionate dream. What about Elgo? Like all elephants, Elgo had a great memory. His pessimistic father always lectured him about hardship, danger, and the confines of the herd, lessons that Elgo never forgot. Likewise, his uncle taught him that life is tough. This pushed Elgo to try to escape reality and drift away in his imagination. He dreamt of a paradise, where there was no searching for food, water, or shade, very much like Adir's oasis. Yet, due to his stern upbringing, he would surrender to pessimism and think that the oasis was only a mirage. Brio, the Wise Owl. There was one creature in the savannah who knew all about Adir and Elgo from many years of experience. His name was Brio, the Wise Owl, and he decided to help Elgo. Discovering the possibilities. At the same time, Adir wasn't making any progress. He, like Elgo, did not know in which direction he should travel. Brio came to Adir with new revelations. The ant had a great ability to communicate with elephants. Another revelation was that Adir had for his entire life lived on the back of an elephant. Brio intended to teach him how to guide his elephant. If Adir and Elgo behaved like a team rather than two separate creatures, they would reach the oasis. Elgo would listen to and remember everything his teammate said and thought, provided that the latter said it with confidence and motivation, which would sure be acquired if Adir made fear his friend, not his master. The journey worth taking. Before you can become a great leader to others, you must understand yourself. Before Adir started his journey, he had to know why he wanted to go to the oasis. This why would always keep him moving forward, even if his elephant wanted to head in the opposite direction. Harnessing the power of emotions. Adir realized that if they were going to get to the oasis, his and Elgo's goals had to be in alignment. At this point, Brio came back to teach Adir five action steps which would help him reach his goals. His first action step was to find the elephant buzz, find the emotion that ignited his vision in order to inspire his team through emotion. Indeed, each time Adir experienced his vision, Elgo would lock this vision in his amazing memory and act accordingly. In effect, the elephant buzz was an effective tool Adir could use to gauge when his ideas matched up with Elgo's dreams. Creating positive dominant thoughts. Adir was certain Elgo was going the wrong way, and this was a constant source of frustration and anxiety for the ant. Adir had to focus his mind in an attempt to recapture the elephant buzz. Elgo too was feeling waves of frustration, and since emotions are powerful influences on elephants, he began to feel blue more often. Elgo remembered all the tough times he experienced in the past. The tension between Adir's aspirations and the tough reality created a conflict within the ant's mind. Yet, it was Brio's sound teachings that brought Adair about to realize that without conflict there was no growth, and the most challenging conflict is within ourselves. Hence, Adair had to inject a new positive truth into the elephant's mind. This was the drops in the buckets concept. Here, Brio advised Adair to imagine his effort trying to turn a bucket holding 5,000 gallons of normal colorless water into blue water, one that requires a high degree of patience, persistence, and consistency. Doing this, Adair had to follow one rule, never to put more than one drop of blue dye in the bucket each day. A gradual change is sure to take place. This was the second action step to be taken by Adair. The Gold Dot Strategy. Gratitude is the magic ingredient in the recipe for a fulfilling life. On noticing that golden pollen spores were scattered here and there on Elgo's back, and observing how the bright gold contrasted with the grey elephant skin, Adair decided to use these gold dots to trigger their dominant positive thoughts. Every time they saw a gold dot of pollen float through the air or land on something, it would remind them of their goal. Those gold dots would make them think about having a place in the oasis. At this point, Brio reminded Adair that if he experienced and expressed gratitude, he would be able to keep his elephant on track. For Adair, every time he saw a gold dot, he had to taste and feel the joys of being in the oasis of his mind. More importantly, he needed to be grateful for his vision, his teammate, and his own hard work. Thus, Adair had seen a chance to change direction and knew they just had to take it. They had to be willing to try something new and go another way. Adair spotted a gold dot and had an idea. The moment the elephant pointed north on the trail, the ant began to visualize the details of the oasis. Suddenly, there was an elephant buzz, and with this buzz, Adair instructed the elephant to walk north. To his complete surprise, the elephant started walking north. Expecting the unexpected. Adair was able to comprehend Brio's next lesson. Being committed to a task means, in effect, being committed to the process of commitment. As such, Adair became capable of building both confidence and control to visualize hundreds of scenarios in which he would handle tough situations and build a rock-solid platform to help him reach his goal. A new beginning. Adair decided to honor everything the wise owl had taught him, and to do that, he created Adair's 5 C's. 1. Clarity of vision. A goal with a depth of meaning has an emotional buzz. 2. Commitment. Commit to a process of positive dominant thoughts. 3. Consistency. Apply consistent strategies, the bucket will turn blue. 4. Confidence. Strengthen confidence by breaking negative patterns. 5. Control. Practice responses to the unforeseen events that may arise. Adair and Elgo's journey was an impressive one. They finally reached a huge, lush forest of trees surrounding a body of calm water, the oasis. Deep in his bones, Adair knew it would only be a matter of time before he found his fellow ants. He would teach them all what he had learned on his amazing journey, leadership for the self.